In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The prophecy of the mountain of the Lord from the book of Isaiah that we hear during this time of Advent is one of my favorite portions of sacred scripture. And remember again, we're not speaking of an earthly mountain, though it is inspired by the Mount Zion upon which the temple was built. It refers rather to the temple, which is the church, and the mountain of God, which is the church. And it speaks towards the end of time when the Lord will return in glory, and he will bring with him a new heaven and a new earth. And at that time, on that great day of the Lord, not only will the peoples of the earth stream towards the Lord and his holy mountain, but there they will be fed. And we hear of a great banquet with wonderful food and choice wine. And something strange happens because of that banquet. The veil that veils all people will be destroyed. What is the veil that veils all people? Well, it is sin and its consequences. Remember what the effects of original sin are: a darkening of the intellect and the will, as if someone put a veil over us that separates us from God. And he will destroy death forever. We are already experiencing this great feast. It is the sacrificial banquet which is as attendant to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Remember this isn't a meal among friends, as some of the lefties like to say, but rather it is a sacrificial meal, which means it is part of the sacrifice of our Lord upon the cross, and it is the meal which makes that sacrifice present to us, how we participate in it. Our Lord's death upon the cross, and by eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood, that sacrifice enters into our lives. And it does indeed destroy the veil which veils all people. You know, this holy sacrifice of the Mass destroys the vestiges of sin. And it destroys death. Why? Because it is food for everlasting life. And then we should, of course, think about our gospel reading, in which our Lord feeds the multitude with 7 loaves and a couple of fish, not because he inspired them to share, but because he changed the very nature of reality. And as wonderful as the holy sacrifice of the Mass is, it pales before that reality at the end of time, when we will have that profound communion with God and see him face to face upon his holy mountain, which is not just simply the church, but the church in her fullness, which is heaven, which is the new Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.